It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado celebrated 150 years of statehood at the state capitol Saturday. About 300 people gathered on the north side to commemorate the special day. Governor Jared Polis said the day was more about celebrating the future of Colorado.
Colorado history that's written every day by people who have been here for generations and people who arrived a year ago, 5 years ago, and we're all part of Colorado's next 150 years.
Those who attended enjoyed cake, music, and exhibits as part of the celebration. Colorado became the 38th state on August 1st, 1876. It's known as the Centennial State after gaining statehood 4 weeks after the country's 100th anniversary. Colorado courts are trying something new this summer. CPR's Ava Kian reports.
In some courtrooms, the state's judicial branch has stopped using WebEx, a program that allows users to create online meeting rooms. For years, the platform has caused problems, with disruptors joining virtual hearings and displaying graphic and inappropriate content. After getting funding from the legislature to find a solution, select courtrooms in 16 counties are now testing Court Call, a platform designed specifically for court proceedings. The Judicial Department says WebEx disruptions have added stress for judges and staff. The Court Call pilot is anticipated to run through October. If it's adopted statewide, lawmakers have already approved funding for the subscription costs. Ava Kian, CPR News.
There's a heat advisory along the I-25 corridor, Pueblo and North, that is also in place for Grand Junction, the San Luis Valley, and the lower Arkansas River Valley. An air quality alert is in place for north central and northwestern Colorado. Highs today in the 90s and 100s, some upper 80s in higher elevations. This is KRCC and CPR News.